Chapter 50, The Virtue of Patience. Christ said, My child, I came down from heaven for thy salvation and perfection. Not only did I make reparation for thy sins, but I also gave thee an example of the virtues which thou need in order to gain eternal life. I took upon myself thy daily trials and difficulties in order to show thee how to deal with them. One of the virtues which thou often need in thy daily life is patience. I had to practice a great deal of patience with the people around me during my earthly life. I had to bear the same things which annoy and irritate thee. I bore these trials with patience. Meditate on my patience and pray for the wisdom and strength to imitate me in this holy virtue. Consider how I treat my loyal followers. I do not send them an easy life, but one which demands great patience, not many earthly joys, but many trials, not honors, but contempt and hatred, not ease, but endless labors. By their unwavering patience, they earn a crown of unending glory. Some are willing to suffer only what they choose to endure. Others can be patient with certain persons, but not with everyone. A truly patient man, however, makes no exceptions and sets no conditions as to when or with whom he will be patient. One who possesses supernatural patience does not consider what kind of people cause his trial, whether they are superiors, equals, or inferiors, whether they are well-meaning or malicious. He is interested only in taking this trial as though I were handing it to him. As long as the matter does not require him to defend his rights or to correct the people involved, he is willing to bear his trial for my sake. Think. The supernatural virtue of patience is an act of love for God shown by the disregard of one's own inconvenience or convenience. It is another form of self-giving. Jesus could have saved me with far less inconvenience to himself. He endured much more for me than he needed to. That was his way of showing his love for me. If I fix my eyes on him, I shall never again say that I can take anything except this or that. I shall be willing to suffer anything for Jesus. I shall lose sight of the people involved and see only Jesus. Pray. Dear patient Jesus, who can describe the boundless love with which you suffered so many trials in your daily life? Can I think of this and still refuse to practice greater patience in my own life? Can I see my God and Savior bearing so much aggravation for my sins and still go on demanding a smoothly running life for myself? You are still practicing patience with me as you wait for me to come to my senses and start practicing a bit of humility in my daily life. If I were truly humble, I would find it easy to be patient. I deserve far worse than what I now suffer in my daily life. Therefore, I shall be patient with the trials which come along. Someday, I may rise to a higher generosity with you. I may even reach the joy which your saints had in suffering for you. I must, however, begin today. I hope to face my problems and annoyances with patience. For your sake, my Jesus, amen. Chapter 51, Daily Need of Patience. Christ said, My child, though thou may plan all things and arrange everything with the greatest care, thou wilt still have many opportunities to exercise the virtue of patience. Thou cannot eliminate the unexpected, the unforeseen, and the unavoidable. In many cases, our best remedy and weapon will be an intelligent patience with thyself as well as with others. Every man has his daily share of troubles and trials. Sometimes it may be bodily pain and discomfort. At other times it may be mental or spiritual suffering, some annoyance, disappointment, or anxiety. Sometimes thou may feel that I have deserted thee. Then again, thou may have to bear misunderstandings, misinterpretations, or even bad will from thy neighbor. In fact, there are times when thou art a burden and a bother to thyself. Everybody would like to be free of these trials, but it cannot be. They are a part of thy earthly life. Wherever thou turn, thou wilt always find my cross in one form or another. Patience will help thee to bear it more easily. This virtue will help thou keep thy soul at peace, so that thou may continue to walk toward heaven in time of trials. Think, I see only too clearly how wonderful a virtue patience is. It is the key to peace and even joy in time of trouble and suffering. I need never be surprised, resentful, disappointed, or sad when things go badly for me. Wherever I go, I bring with me one of my greatest troubles and burdens, myself, with all my unreasoning desires and endless wants. Through the virtue of patience, I can gain greater possession of myself. I shall more easily see how to deal with the trials facing me. Pray. My Jesus, King of true glory, you embraced a life of suffering and trials for love of me. You mounted a throne of shame and agony for my sins. Can I expect or even desire a life of ease with everything going as I wish? When I consider what you chose to suffer for my sake, the disappointments, hatred, ingratitude, humiliation, injustice, and more, can I want a life of planned successes and pleasant friendships? No, Lord, if I really love you, I shall desire a share of your cross in my daily life. Teach me patience to accept the heartaches, aggravations, and disappointments which come my way. Make me more like you in a life like yours. No greater glory is possible to any man. Amen. Chapter 52, The Sufferings of Daily Life. Christ said, My child, as thou advance in the virtue of patience, I shall draw thee closer to my heart. I will show thee how great a privilege it is to bear anything for my sake. When thou see what I have suffered for thee, and when thou reflect on the great trials and troubles which my saints suffered for my sake, thou wilt realize how little thou art doing for me. Thou have not been asked to shed thy blood, nor to suffer tortures. Thou wilt find it much easier to bear thy daily burdens and trials when thou realize the agonizing sufferings of my earthly life and the great trials of my glorious martyrs. My loyal followers had to fight violent temptations. Their patience was tested in so many ways, but they passed through all this with the clear vision of unselfish love for me. If this consideration fails to make thee think less of thy own trials, this is only proof that thou still think more of thyself than of me. I will not permit anything in thy life which does not help thee and thy higher interests. Therefore, learn a valuable lesson from me. Be less anxious to enjoy this earthly life and more willing to bear thy daily trials for my sake. Prepare to face the disappointments, misunderstandings, contradictions, and labors with greater resignation and patience. I will not be outdone in generosity. I shall give thee the grace to act more wisely and calmly in time of trial. Do not expect to reach heaven's eternal happiness by a life of ease and contentment on earth. My heavenly gifts are not given to those who are impatient with suffering and adversity. Patience will help thee to think clearly. Thou wilt come to look on suffering as a privilege, for it is just that when accepted and embraced for my sake. Thou wilt then understand the joy of my apostles who rejoiced when they were punished for preaching my words. They knew what a privilege it was to suffer for my sake. Think, it is truly a privilege to suffer anything for Jesus' sake. Man's greatest achievement on earth is to forget self and offer all to God, especially when things are contrary and difficult. I must pray for an opportunity to prove my unselfish love of God. The better I know Him, the more will I desire to suffer for Him. I can begin by accepting the ordinary trials of daily life. Later, I may rise to greater opportunities and seek more opportunities to prefer His holy, all-wise will in my own blind, selfish will. Pray. My Jesus, so many people recommend patience and admire it with their lips, but so few are willing to exercise it in their daily life. Please do not allow me to be a theoretical follower of yours, but an active one. I desire to be generous with you in real life. You deserve so much more than I can ever offer you. It is little enough that I have to suffer when compared with the cross which you embraced for love of me, or compared with what your saints did for your sake. Let me at least find joy in embracing, for love of you, the trials, contradictions, disappointments, and labors of this day. I hope to rise higher than this later on by wishing to suffer more than my ordinary share of daily tasks and trials. All this let me do for your sake, my all-deserving Savior. Amen. Chapter 53, The Value of Adversity. Christ said, "My child, a man's true greatness is seen in adversity. Hard work, disappointments, failures, criticism, misinterpretations, opposition, sorrow, and bodily suffering are the tests which show thee what thou really are. Thy virtues are proved and thy faults are revealed during these adversities. Prosperity and success are not always good for thee. Thy greatest achievement on earth is to be united with me in all things. Thou can achieve this union best in time of adversity. When all goes well, thou can deceive thyself, but not so when matters go badly. Faith, hope, humility, patience, and the other supernatural virtues can be measured only by their testing in real life. In adversity, thou cannot deceive thyself, but thou see thyself as thou really art. I want thee to become truly holy. I desire thee to offer thyself to me without reservation or exception. Such an offering is best made in trials and suffering. Thy natural self-interest and self-seeking must be buried in my will. Thou cannot be sure that this has been done until thou accept whatever adversity I send in thy daily life. Think, nothing is more pleasing to God, nor more profitable to me, than to suffer willingly for love of Christ my King. As I grow in the appreciation of this truth, I shall come to prefer adversity to consolation and ease. Within me will grow the desire to do more for Jesus, who did so much for me. I shall advance in the desire to be more like Christ and his saints. I shall therefore wish to suffer more, endure more contradictions, misunderstandings, failures, and disappointments and sorrows and pain. Pray. My loving and all-wise God, although you allow me to face temptations and adversities, it is for my own good that you do so. You want me to rise to greater heights of goodness, so that I may gain greater eternal glory in heaven. In the middle of my trials and sufferings, I ought to love you as much as ever, realizing that this adversity is a loving gift from you. You know what is best for me, and you send it my way, so that I may embrace it and accept it. Grant me the wisdom to bless you in my trials and to love you in my sufferings. Amen. Chapter 54, Joy in Adversity. Christ said, "My child, this earthly life is not a lasting home. Thou wert made for an unending life of perfect happiness with me in heaven. This earth is not a place of rest, but of labor. Men often spend a good part of their lives working for some earthly goal. Then, after a brief enjoyment of their success, they pass on into eternity. If they are willing to sacrifice so much for a passing earthly goal, how much more willing should thou be to labor and sacrifice for an unending heavenly glory? Do not think that thou hast found true peace when things run smoothly in thy daily life. My peace is given to those who know how to face adversity and endure hardships. Thy model is my earthly life. From the hour of my birth until my last breath on the cross, I patiently endured all kinds of adversity. Grief and want were not strangers to me. I frequently heard complaints and criticisms around me. I bore disgrace and reproach, though I lived a faultless life. Ingratitude was my reward for all the help which I gave to so many people. Falsehoods were hurled against me after I offered my saving truth to all. My loyal followers had the same experience. Apostles, martyrs, confessors, and virgins, all of my saints bore adversity in their lives. All of them rejoiced at the privilege of suffering something for my sake. They were able to endure so much because they kept their eyes on me and on heaven. Thou too would find joy in adversity if thou exercised more faith, more humility, more patience, more love for me, instead of favoring thyself so much. If thou had even a passing glimpse of the indescribable glory of heaven, thou would no longer seek what is pleasant and satisfying on earth. Thou would easily admit that all earthly trials and sufferings are small in comparison with the heavenly reward. Never again would thou complain in time of adversity. Think, there is no comparison between my earthly labors and sufferings and the heavenly happiness and glory which Jesus has prepared for his faithful followers. St. Paul said, "The sufferings of the present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory to come." Jesus gives me an example of the highest wisdom. He embraced a life of adversity with patience and with complete self-possession. He refused to rebel against his Father's will in any way. He was obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. He wants me to do likewise in my daily life, so that he may one day grant me the glorious reward of heaven. Pray. My Jesus, model of true holiness, no goodness is worthy of heaven unless it is inspired by your grace. To be like you is my greatest glory. I believe this truth, and I desire to follow it in my daily life. Help me to understand you better, so that I may think like you and act like you. The worst thing in the world is not suffering, nor disgrace, nor human failures, but sin. In fact, there must be something great about suffering and trials, since you embraced them in your earthly life. Let me see the eternal good which lies in earthly adversity. As far as it is good for me, let me desire to suffer more than I do now. If for no other reason, I desire it in order to be more like you, my suffering Savior. May I never again look on sufferings and adversity as something to be hated and avoided. Amen. Chapter 55, The Perfection of Charity. Christ said, "My child, as thou strive to center thy love on me, I shall draw thee on toward the peak of perfection. I shall show thee how to love me with the purest love possible to man or angel. The perfection of charity lies in seeing my boundless goodness so clearly that thou love me for what I am, simply because I deserve your best attention and thy complete self-giving. Thy greatest joy will be in turning thy thoughts to me and in living thy daily life with the intention of pleasing me in all things. Appreciation of my infinite perfection will make thee turn away from all lesser goodness and perfection, including thyself. Having found the best, thou wilt no longer be content with less. Though thou must live a human life, performing many human activities, thy main desire will be to please me in these activities. Then will I bestow upon thee a vivid awareness of my love for thee and an ardent desire to give me all that thou art. In thy daily occupations thou wilt do thy best for my sake. In thy trials and disappointments, thou wilt no longer be content with the virtue of resignation to my will. Thou wilt seek to rise to the higher virtue of preferring my will, refusing to pray for any relief for self. Thy petitions will always be for the benefit of others. As for thyself, thou wilt desire only to suffer for love of me. When thou have reached this high degree of love, I shall grant thee a foretaste of my heavenly peace and joy. Thy self-dedication to my all-wise will bring thee my peace. Thy awareness of my friendship will bring thee my joy. When these graces come to thee, earthly trials will seem small to thee. They will lose their power to arouse fear, anxiety, and worry within thee. Thou wilt carry thy burdens without being burdened, and all bitterness will be turned into sweetness. Indeed, thou wilt feel impelled to offer me more and more of thyself, constantly desiring to do what is more perfect for my sake. The very peak of this holy virtue brings with it a yearning to die, so that thou may be with me in the perfect union of heaven. Think, I cannot reach this high perfection without God's graces, but I can dispose my soul for these wonderful graces by my generous efforts today. If I make good use of the holy thoughts, desires, and opportunities which God sends me today, I will be disposing myself for greater graces. I must earnestly strive to strip myself of all self-seeking by offering my daily activities to God. I shall never achieve this disregard for self until I see how much more I gain in preferring God to myself. My self-offering will be pure only when I am ready to accept whatever God cares to send me, be it pleasant or unpleasant, great or small. Though my unreasoning moods and feelings will still oppose my holy desires, I will rise above them with the strength of charity. Though my external activities will still claim my time and attention, I shall now perform them for God instead of merely natural reasons. Pray. All perfect God, source of all good, how do I dare aim so high? I am so small, so weak, so sinful, yet you invite me to share your thoughts, your desires, your intentions, and your power in my daily life. If this were not your invitation, I would suspect my foolish pride and my blind self-love. I surrender myself to you today. I shall make every effort to use well the holy graces which you send me today. No longer will I be satisfied with avoiding sins, nor even with practicing the necessary virtues of daily life. As far as my daily obligations, my strength and my spiritual director will permit, I shall try to do what is more perfect. I shall seek to be more godlike by imitating Jesus, my divine model in all things. All-wise and loving Father, protect me against all forms of self-deception, all foolish extremes, all spiritual pride, vanity, and self-seeking. May I never forget that the first proof of perfection is obedience to those who have a right to direct and command me. Amen. Part 4, The Spiritual Combat. Chapter 56, Life's Daily Warfare. Christ said, My child, thy daily life is truly a warfare. There is a continual struggle within thee and around thee. The final purpose of this struggle is to win men for heaven or for hell. The parties engaged in this battle are my blessed in heaven, my church on earth, and I, on the one side, with the world, the flesh, and the devil, on the other. The battleground in this warfare is the soul of each and every person on earth. Too often a man joins his own enemies and helps them defeat my efforts to save him. This is done either through foolish pride, or through blind selfishness, or simply through a blameworthy ignorance. The world fights me by its false standards of self-respect, ambition, and success. These are merely different names for self-seeking without regard for others, not even me. True self-respect and right ambition are those which direct thy eyes to thy highest perfection and eternal happiness, above all that is temporary and incomplete. The flesh fights me with its animal desires, its likes and dislikes, which make it harder for thee to think clearly and to strive for what is right. thy blind self-seeking and thy stubborn pride offer thee many false reasons for doing what is really bad for thee. With these influences continually at work, thou art open to continual self-deception. The devil makes clever use of the enemies mentioned above. He tempts thee through worldly people and through thy own weaknesses. Thy only defense against these enemies is to become a spiritual man. With my help, thou must have a supernatural outlook on all things. I shall grant thee interior vision, which will easily detect the clever camouflage of Satan and quickly recognize sin under its numberless disguises. I shall fill thy heart with a firm and constant love for me, so that thou may go on daily fighting for my glory without self-consideration. Think, the daily battle for eternal life goes on at every moment in every human life. God wants me to be an intelligent and active soldier of Jesus, his divine Son. In his teachings and sacraments, Jesus offers me the knowledge and strength to be a loyal follower of his. If I cooperate with his holy plan, his eternal heavenly outlook will replace my narrow earthbound outlook on life. Through my interior and exterior imitation of him, I shall be a spiritual man. Then shall I help spread Christ's victory, not only within my own soul, but also within the souls of the people around me. In fact, my prayers and sacrifices will bring many graces to people all over the world. Pray. O Jesus, King of my soul, lead me along life's daily battlefield. Teach me to view all of my daily experiences as one great act of love and loyalty to you. I want to fulfill my daily obligations with a sense of serving you. When temptations face me, I shall fight them for love of you. Help me keep this spiritual outlook on all my daily activities. People must not dim my vision of you. Even in helping others, let it be an act of personal loyalty to you. By my example, I hope to inspire others with a keener desire to follow you. By humble and timely advice, I shall try to help others see your holy will. By my prayers, I shall try to obtain for others the graces which they need to fight sin and to practice virtue. Amen. Chapter 57, Preparing for the Daily Battle. Christ said, My child, thou art to face many trials, so that thou may practice many virtues. I will send thee some consolation and interior comfort at times, but do not look for lasting contentment in this life. For my sake, take courage and be brave in facing things which are disagreeable. I want thee to become a new man, another person. Thou wilt often have to do what thou do not want to do and give up what thou desire. I tell thee this ahead of time so that thou may be prepared to fight the daily battle for heaven and to gain a glorious victory. Without a fight, there can be no triumph. He who refuses to enter this battle deprives himself of the final and unending glory. Fight on, suffer patiently, and thou wilt have an all-satisfying crown of happiness with me in heaven. Only by labors on earth wilt thou earn an eternal rest in heaven. Only by this daily combat can thou achieve the indescribable victory. I, thy model and king, will march before thee and fight with thee. Follow me fearlessly and loyally. Be ready to fight every temptation and all selfishness. He who abandons me and my standards is his own worst enemy. Think, today some of my efforts will end in failure. Other things which I neither want nor expect will happen. People will get on my nerves. My own foolishness in some things will annoy me. These are the trials of everyday life. These are my opportunities for virtue. My spiritual greatness or littleness is seen on these occasions. If I keep my patience, I am on the first level of holiness. If I thank God for these occasions, I'm on a higher level. If I'm glad to have something to suffer for Jesus' sake, I am on the highest level. How much of myself do I really want to give to Jesus? My daily life is the answer. Pray. Dear Jesus, my divine Savior, you lived a human life in order to suffer my daily trials. By your patience, kindness, and self-control, you showed the kind of love that you desire of me. Help me to recognize these occasions for virtue in my own life and grant me the strength to make good use of them. Let me no longer be content with merely avoiding sin. Make me eager to advance in the virtues which I need most. In this way, I shall be putting up the best kind of battle against my faults. I shall also be giving you a higher proof of my own love for you. Amen. Chapter 58, Self-Conquest in Daily Life. Christ said, My child, before thou can be truly mine, thou must endure a greater interior battle. Thy blind, unreasoning self-love will not easily surrender itself to me nor to anyone else. This lower self of thine will embrace only its own visible advantages. And yet, no earthly satisfaction can compare with me. In me thou wilt find thy greatest advantage, thy perfect satisfaction. I alone am all perfect and all good. For my sake, thou must be ready to sacrifice all things which draw thee away from me. Of all thy earthly needs, none is greater than the need to control thy unreasoning desires. When thou find it hard to obey thy superiors or their representatives, look beyond them and see me. Obey me in them. If thy present occupations are disagreeable or difficult, fix thy eyes on the eternal goal of these present tasks. Think clearly and do not allow thy feelings, moods, or blind self-seeking to deceive thee. With clear thinking, deep faith in my word, firm confidence in my assistance, and unwavering love for me, thou must control and guide thy life according to my will. This will be thy highest achievement. This will be thy greatest glory. Of all thy daily needs, none is greater nor more important than this supernatural self-control. When thou have gained full control over thyself, thou wilt have control over everything else. Blessed is he who has learned to be firm with himself, guiding himself with my commandments and controlling himself with my grace. Think, the more perfectly I die to self, so much the more perfectly will I live to God. Jesus himself goes before me in all my daily experiences. In loneliness, I can join the lonely Christ. In misunderstandings, I can turn to Christ misunderstood. Tired, I can rest with the tired Savior. In all my trials, I can see Jesus experiencing the same trials for my sake. No longer will my daily hardships and troubles seem as repulsive and frightening as they once seemed. All the glory of Christian life consists in Christ-likeness. I am most like Jesus when I willingly embrace the daily cross of disappointments, difficulties, labors, and sufferings. Christian self-conquest is the daily answer to the blind, natural self-seeking which seeks to turn me against Christ, my King. Pray. Jesus, divine Savior, King of the universe, I place my heart and my life at your feet. Freely I choose to follow you in my daily life. Gladly will I fight my blind, unreasoning self for your sake. You will lead me through this daily battle on to an eternal victory. The more perfectly I forget myself for your sake, the more surely do I walk toward my highest good and most perfect happiness. I wish to follow you in two ways. Firstly, by embracing whatever you choose to send me this day in the way of labors, joys, hardships, failures, and disappointments. Secondly, I wish to follow you by deliberately contradicting my natural desires as often as I can do so without hurting my daily obligations. Let me have such contempt for my blind selfishness, that I may never sympathize with myself in anything except your holy will and greater glory. Amen. Chapter 59, Zeal for Perfection. Christ said, My child, do not be afraid of the daily battle for perfection. If thou had even a passing glimpse of the heavenly glory which I have prepared for thee, thou would joyfully embrace any trial and all sufferings for my sake. But I want thee to do so without seeing the eternal reward. Strive for perfection with the best and purest motive. Do it because I deserve such effort and loyalty. Look for opportunities to contradict thyself. This mortification will be thy surest sign of spiritual progress. Beware of self-deception. Suspect thy motives even in the good within thee. Root out all foolish self-seeking by a constant self-contradiction. This supernatural self-contradiction will purify thy love for me. However, even in this self-contradiction, thou must be ready at all times to obey thy superiors. The higher thou aim in the way of perfection, so much the more do thou need the guidance and counsel of others. He who follows the will of superiors is more perfect than one who follows his own will in these matters. Obedience is the surest proof of generosity with me. Avoid false virtue. Never do anything which would prevent thee from fulfilling thy daily obligations. Any form of self-discipline which makes thee uncharitable or inconsiderate of others is not from me. Be eager to have thy virtues tested by the experiences of daily life. Do not fear misunderstandings, failures, humiliations, or sufferings. Fear only to see thy day go by without some sound spiritual progress. Few reach this rare perfection because few give themselves to me without some exception or reservation. They leave some small root of earthly self-love in their soul, and like a destructive weed, that root spreads out and chokes the still tender developing virtues. Only by daily self-contradiction can thou purify thy soul for me. Only by daily self-contradiction can thou crush the deadly weed of self-deception. Think, if I desire true spiritual progress without self-deception, I must embrace this sure way of self-contradiction. I can do it in two ways. Firstly, I can willingly embrace the unexpected disappointments and unforeseen sufferings which come to me throughout the day, thanking God for them. In these trials, I can renew my self-offering to His divine will. Secondly, I can seek opportunities to contradict my natural preferences and desires so that I may offer my will more fully to God. In all this, however, I must always be prepared to obey the corrections and counsels of my spiritual guide and of my legitimate superiors. Only then can I be sure that my desire for perfection is complete. Pray, my God, my greatest treasure, enlighten my mind to appreciate you more fully. Arouse my generosity to offer you the unreserved love which you deserve. Strengthen my efforts to give myself to you more fully throughout the day. Cast out of my heart all worry about the past, all preoccupation with the present, and all fear of the future. Fix my mind so completely on your goodness that I may hunger only for one thing, to contradict myself for love of you. You deserve the best that is in me. Let me give it without hesitation. Take my love in whatever way you desire it, whether in sufferings of the body or trials of the mind. I want only one thing, to give you all that I am and all that I have. Jesus is my model of this self-giving. He was born poor in the stable of Bethlehem and died poor upon the cross of Calvary. His poverty was due to his voluntary self-giving for my sake. I hope to imitate Jesus in his self-giving. Amen. Chapter 60, Man's True Glory. Christ said, "My child, let worldly men seek their successes and glory from one another. I want thee to seek thy glory from me alone." All human glory, all worldly honor, all earthly splendor, these are empty and bare when compared with the heavenly glory, honor, and splendor which I have prepared for my loyal followers. True greatness is not in the man who is satisfied with himself. It is only in those with whom I am satisfied. My standards for judging people are not like the standards of this world. I shall not estimate thy merits by thy knowledge, nor by thy position among men, nor by thy having visions and consolations. I shall estimate thy worth by thy humility and by thy charity. I shall look to see whether thou think too much of thyself, or whether thou prefer my will. I shall consider whether thou seek my honor and glory in thy daily activities, or whether thou seek thy own advantage and honor. Thy highest perfection and glory lie in loving my truth above all else, in forgetting self to the point of being humbled and despised for my sake. Do not consider thy strength, nor even thy lack of strength. Fix thy attention on my boundless power, wisdom, and love. If thou love my truth, thou wilt praise my name, not thine. Thou wilt esteem and honor my will, not thy puny human accomplishments. Thou wilt bless me in all things, and thou wilt refuse to let the praises of people turn thy head. Thou wilt never forget thy littleness and thy nothingness. Think, if I lack peace and contentment in my earthly life, it is because I have been following a false standard. I judge many things from my own advantage and disadvantage, from my own likes and dislikes. The only proof of goodness is God's approval. When God wants something done, I should consider it a privilege to do it, even though I may dislike what is being done or can see it in no advantage for myself. All other standards which disagree with this one are false and foolish. Pray. O Holy Ghost, my God and sanctifier, source of all true wisdom, grant me the light to understand this holy standard in my daily life. Let me think straight and see your holy will in all things. What people say is right only if it agrees with your holy word. Only God is great, and man's true glory lies in sharing your greatness by following your holy will in his daily life. By doing this, I will be reflecting your eternal wisdom, goodness, and holiness in myself. This is the highest glory possible to any creature. I hope for the grace to begin this day to live according to this highest standard, the one and only standard of true greatness and glory. Amen. At the conclusion of the music, please go to side B.